Hello, my darlings. This is Isolde Trachtenberg, and welcome to the Isolde Tea Show. On the show, we'll be exploring how you can take control and become the person you most want to be. If you want some additional information and resources, head over to isoldetea.com. In the meantime, enjoy the show. Hello, my loves, and welcome to this episode of the Isolde Tea Show. I am Isolde Tea, and I hope you're doing great. This episode is going to be a challenge for me, and perhaps for you too. I'm going to attempt to get at the heart of something that many report is an issue for them. It is an issue, and it's a big one, particularly for creative people. Now, if you know anything about me, you know I always say that we are all meant to be creative. Each one of us, regardless of what we do or don't do for a living, are creative beings. At one point, we might have finger-painted, or we smacked spoons on pots, or we jumped and twirled and danced to the music our older siblings were playing. That creative impulse, that thirst for expression, never goes away, regardless of profession, age, agility, or ability. We can all create, and it's not ever too late to do it. And that brings me to the crux of the matter and the issue at hand. Are you ready? Here we go. The issue is, starting. Yep, that's right, folks. I'm talking about what we need to do in order to begin the work of creating. Creating what, you might ask? Creating whatever your darling heart desires. It takes commitment, but it doesn't take as much of one as you would think. It takes drive, but you can do it in a putt-putt car as well as in a Ferrari. It takes perseverance, and this one needs some determination to make work. See, because we can all decide to write the great American novel, or great Swedish novel, or the great Kenyan novel, that part doesn't matter. But if we don't put metaphoric pen to paper, then all we have is a lick and a promise. And what we really want is to hold that puppy in our hot little hands someday. After having written 4 books, I can tell you there is nothing like holding the weight of your own book. I highly recommend it. However, writing doesn't have to be the only item on the menu. We might decide to dance and join a folk dancing troupe, or we might want to solve accounting problems in a unique and out-of-the-box sort of way. We might want to turn our habitual doodles into t-shirts. Yeah, there are tons of different ways to get out there and create something like a shirt or a painting. It doesn't have to cost a ton either. If you have pencil and paper, you can begin. The key is to choose to do it, and then to eke out room in your life for that activity. It might mean 10 minutes as soon as you wake up, and if that is the case, then by gum, make that 10 minutes inviolate. Let no one disturb you in that 10 minutes before the rush of the day takes hold. And I get it that sometimes we have other things to do. To that I say, I encourage you to set your alarm for 10 minutes earlier. Try it. You get used to it. You know, it's funny, we're incredibly adaptable, and what seems arduous for the first couple of days soon becomes routine. And since it's a routine you will enjoy, it won't remain tough for long. And the thing is that 10 minutes a day will allow you to begin, and you'll make progress. That's the cool thing we all tend to forget. If we work on it daily, even a small length of time will make it happen eventually. And then someday, you will behold your work and you will do a little victory dance because you'll have done it. Having said all this, I want to ask you to consider a few questions. So grab a pencil and paper. I'll wait. Okay. Do you recall the ways you played as a small child? Did you draw? Did you play dress up? Did you run and jump? Did you bang spoons on pots? Were you a big fan of games? What sorts of activities drew you? Write them down. See if you can remember them, and more importantly, remember how it felt when you had free and unfettered time to do them. Once you have the memory of the feeling, see if you can take a few deep breaths. As you inhale, draw the memory of that feeling deep into your belly. As you exhale, smile. And then do it again. Inhale, and let that feeling expand. And exhale, and smile again. Try the same thing, and this time, inhale and let that feeling suffuse your body. And when you exhale, raise your arms up and do a little victory dance. You don't even need to stand up to do it. Just imagine the victory dance, especially if you're in the car while you're listening to this. Let that feeling carry over into the here and now and see if you feel inspired to go do something creative. If you do, go ahead and do it. Then come back to the podcast and we'll finish up. Oh, and if you do go and do something creative, I'd love to know what you did. Drop me a line and let me know. So if you did go and do something creative, how did it go? Did you do it? I hope so. Okay, let's move on. Now, let's talk a bit more about this idea of creativity. Some of us know we're creative even if we have no time to pursue it. Others of us don't believe we're creative. We might have careers that don't have a creative connotation. And yet, I believe we can all be creative every minute. Heck, some can argue that each minute of every day is being created every second as we become aware of it. So I'm willing to bet that every one of us has that creative instinct, even if we don't make time for it in our daily lives. So let's say you accept that identity of being a creative person. Here's another question to ponder and write down. Do you consider yourself more of a creative person who has a day job or a, insert your career here, who also has creative hobbies? It's a crucial distinction, I believe. Some people are paying their dues until they can go do their art full time. Others enjoy having creative hobbies but prefer to have more professional careers. Either way works just great. I just believe that it's good to know which you are because that informs how you'll proceed into your creative life. So write that down and then note for yourself which you want to be. In future episodes, we will work on how we can get you more to where you want to be, wherever that is. Okay, so next, I want you to write down the challenges. What are the obstacles that stand in your way from having either a fulfilling career with time for a hobby or an artistic life that fulfills you and a day job that pays the bills? Note them all down. Is it lack of time? Too many other commitments? Not enough resources? Can't find the right paints or canvases? See, you can get a cheap set of watercolors for like $3 at the local pharmacy. Or heck, see if your local community center has any extra bits and pieces you can have. Or, if you live in a city with FreeCycle, put up a wanted post and see if anyone has any extra they want to get rid of. Or, what if you want to dance and there aren't any dance classes in your area? If you have internet, YouTube is your very best friend there. Tons of classes right on YouTube. Just search on the kind of dance you want to do. If you want to write, you don't need a computer. Paper and pencil will do. Just keep everything together in one place, or you'll end up like I did once when I wrote a story across 4 different notebooks and then couldn't make heads nor tails of any of it. So go ahead and write them all down, and then see how you might think outside the box and meet and handle each one of these obstacles. Write it all down. It helps to see everything in black and white because we'll eventually do that. We will eventually meet and handle each one of those objections. And by the way, if you do write them down and you want to send them to me so that I can start looking at how to meet and handle those objections, I'd love to know about it. Drop me a tweet at IsoldaT or an email at isolda@isoldat.com. I'd love to know about these challenges so that I can help. Okay, now that we've gotten the obstacle part started, I want you to turn the piece of paper over or grab another sheet. And on the other side, I want you to note the reasons to do it. What would you gain from starting your creative pursuit? A finished piece? The joy of creating something? Practice? Finally finishing? A new song? A new dance? Getting in shape? Feeling happier? Note everything down. Note all of it down and see which list is longer. Oh, And even if right now the obstacles list is longer, it'll be fun figuring out how to be clever and determine how to fix it and do it anyway. Remember, it only takes 5 minutes or 10 minutes a day to eventually move a mountain. And you will. To give you a bit of inspiration, I want to point you to my Kahuna Firewalker meditation. I did an episode on inspiration a week or so ago, and I think it will be helpful here. I'll put a link to it in the show notes, so you can use it to charge your batteries and then take off. I want to leave you with a story from Julia Cameron's The Artist's Way. I'm paraphrasing here because it has been years since I read her book, but I feel this story is an important piece of the puzzle for a lot of us. She and a friend were talking. Her friend was lamenting that he had never taken piano lessons. "I've always wanted to learn," he said. "Well, why don't you sign up for some?" she asked him. "Oh no, I'm too old. Do you have any idea how old I'll be before I'm any good at the piano?" he asked. "Yes," she answered, "the exact same age you'll be if you never start." And that, my friends, is just the truth of it. Isn't it? There is absolutely no time like the present for starting your creative life. Start today. Do a small thing. In fact, ask yourself, what is one small thing I can do right now to start my creative life? And then, go and do it. I promise you, it'll be worth it. And what's more, you'll find that once you start, you won't want to stop. And that, my friends, is where the magic lives. As always, if you have any questions, find me on Twitter at @isoldat, @isoldat, or drop me an email, isolda@isoldat.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, this is Isolda T, and I'm sending you all of my love. Thanks for joining us today, everybody. I hope you had as terrific a time as I did. Until next time, keep looking for inspiration to take control and own your world. This episode was produced by Isolda Trachtenberg. Today's music brought to you by Kevin MacLeod, Laser Groove, and Ave Marimba by Creative Commons License 3.0. This episode of Own Your World with Isolda T is copyright 2017 by Isolda Trachtenberg.